Hey, welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the Future Brew Podcast on the SB Nation Podcast Network. My name is Vaughn Lozon, and joining me, as always, my co-host, John Simmons, Mason Brew recruiting contributor at MasonBrew.com. John, how are you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing well. A little bit warmer outside, which is nice after the freezing cold temps we had this weekend, so...
Yeah, can you believe it? Today it's there was snow in my backyard and in my front yard, and now it's completely gone. It's pretty nice. I will not take these warm days for granted, because you know that it's Michigan. Well, or where you're at, John, it's New York, but in Michigan, these days do not last all that long. So hang on to them tight and as long as possible. But today we are going to discuss some of the more recent additions to Michigan's recruiting class. We had one pop in at the end of the 23 cycle, so we'll talk about him. We had no opportunity to talk about him last week just because of the other goings on of Michigan football recruiting. And we'll talk about a few of the recent additions in the 24 class too. There's just been so much going on that we've kind of backlogged these commitments for the last week and a half, 2 weeks, something along those lines. So let's just get right to it. We'll start with the 23 class. Like I said, it's now officially over. All the kids have put pen to paper and they are signed with their respective schools. And the Wolverines were able to pick up one more commitment before all of that was said and done. So on National Signing Day last week, they picked up their final commitment of the class, 3-star defensive lineman Cameron Brandt, flipped his commitment from Stanford to Michigan, made it official last week. He took his official visit to Ann Arbor last month. He had been looking around potentially for another school following the resignation of Stanford head coach David Shaw. So he kept things under wraps until National Signing Day, announced that last Wednesday afternoon. So, John, this was, I guess when it's all said and done now with the 23 class, this was a whirlwind of a cycle for Michigan. Missed out on several top targets at multiple positions, had some decommitments from highly regarded prospects, and they missed out on Nicholas Harbor on National Signing Day, the 5-star athlete to South Carolina. But overall, I would say this is a solid class, and Brandt's addition to this class was a good way to end it. Their class is ranked number 19 overall, which is probably better than some fans may have thought it would end up being by the time this cycle had ended. So, John, I'll throw it to you for your thoughts on Cameron Brandt, his addition to the 23 class for Michigan, and just this 2023 class as a whole for the Wolverines.
Yeah, I think the addition of Brandt is a good one. I think he can be pretty versatile along the defensive line. I know that the staff has talked to him as, you know, playing edge to start, which is, I think, kind of notable because he's listed as a defensive lineman and he's kind of bigger for that position, what you'd think of it. But, you know, that Michigan likes to use those bigger edges, a la Mike Morris or someone like that. So I think that's the role they can see him in. And maybe if he bulks up, that he can move, you know, along the line, maybe like a Chris Jenkins type. So it'll be interesting to see his development and how it goes. And as far as the class as a whole, I think it's kind of definitely just the high school recruiting sign. It's definitely a down class. There's a lot of high upside guys, more of a development class, I think has been the term that's used a lot, with a lot of prospects that have high ceilings, but it's going to be a few years and a lot of good training to get them to reach those ceilings. But when you take into account Michigan's transfer portal class, which has, you know, 7 really good additions, guys that plug in holes in their roster, some older, some younger, you know, guys like Ernest Hausman only have played 1 year in college. So, you know, he's basically a high school recruit. But I think put it all together, I think Michigan did a good job here and fixed a few holes that they need in their roster. And going into the 23 season, you know, there's not too many complaints with, you know, spots where they need help at.
Yeah, I don't have too many complaints about this class either. I think what you hit on with the fact it's a developmental class always think back to that 2018 class where so many guys were undervalued and underranked by the recruiting services, and it ended up being the one that really turned Michigan's program around under Jim Harbaugh. You had Ronnie Bell was the obvious one that comes to mind as like a very, very low ranked player. But then even a guy like Aiden Hutchinson, who wasn't a top 100 prospect coming out of high school, ended up being the number two overall pick in the NFL draft and had a monster senior season at Michigan. So many other guys that you could just go through that 2018 class. So perhaps this 2023 class will be similar in that. I do think there are a couple guys who could play right away. I think Jair Hill is an obvious one as a four-star cornerback. That's a huge need for Michigan right out the gate heading into the 2023 season. I think a guy like Cole Cabana could be a multi-purpose offensive player immediately as a true freshman too, coming out of the backfield. He could play running back, wide receiver. He could return kicks, return punts. He could kind of do a little bit of everything on the offensive side of things. So certainly some other guys on this list as well. I do like Samaj Morgan. He's number 497 on the composite at the wide receiver position. West Bloomfield kid. I think he is underranked as far as his recruiting ranking goes. So, yeah, I think there are several guys in this class that will rise up and probably will outperform their ranking. And I think we had an article maybe a month or so ago about guys who we think are going to outperform their ranks. I think there are a lot of guys in this 23 class that very well could outdo their rankings and prove the recruiting experts wrong at the end of the day. So yeah, I mean, it's a decent class, ranked 19 overall. That's higher than what that aforementioned 2018 class was. I think they were in the mid 20s, if I'm not mistaken. I'd have to go back and look, but I do think that there are some really nice pieces in this class. It was nice that they got Carmelo English on the early signing day, four-star wide receiver from the state of Alabama. You don't get kids down that far south in the state of Alabama very often. And guys like Evan Link, I think, are going to outperform their ranking too. He's a lower four-star offensive tackle. So, yeah, I think it's a good class. I think they've got a little bit to work with here. It certainly will take most of these guys probably a year or two before they see significant playing time. But I do like where this class is headed moving forward. And certainly, like I just mentioned, with guys like Cabana and Jair Hill, I think there are a few guys in there that will be immediate contributors in the 2023 season for the Wolverines. So, yeah, and as far as Cameron Brant goes, I think you nailed it too, John, that he's more of a versatile defensive lineman. He could line up on the edge. He could line up on the interior. I mean, he's 6'4", 260, so he definitely has some room to bulk up and grow, and certainly could play a Chris Jenkins-esque role on the defensive line where you kind of just throw him anywhere and just see what happens. Jenkins took a huge leap forward this past season for Michigan, and he's coming back for another year. So you would imagine that he might be able to take Cameron Brant under his wing as far as a mentor and a leader goes. So that would be really nice to see that too. So that's kind of the 2023 class. You know, like I said, a solid class overall, nothing to really, really write home about. There's not, you know, a ton of top 50 or even top 100 guys. The highest ranked player in the class is Eno Etta at number 120. So there is a lot to work with here, but no superstar, no JJ McCarthy, nothing like that as far as recruiting rankings go, but an overall good class nonetheless. Now let's move over, John, to the 24 class, and because there have been a few additions to this recruiting class as well for the Maize and Blue over the last week and a half or so. Let's start with four-star defensive lineman Ted Hammond. He committed all the way back on January 25th, so it's been a few weeks here. He's 6'5", 258. He is from Cincinnati, Ohio, so another Ohio kid hopping on board the Maize and Blue train. He is ranked number 344 overall on the composite, number 30 defensive lineman, and the number 13 player from the state of Ohio in this class. He was offered back on January 13th quickly made a visit to Ann Arbor and committed on the 25th. So it took 12 days for him to make his commitment to the Wolverine. So it didn't really take a whole lot of time whatsoever. He holds other offers from Oklahoma, Kentucky, Louisville, Washington, Cincinnati, Iowa, several others as well. So, John, I'll throw it to you, my man. Like I said, I mean, once again, Michigan dipping into the state of Ohio for a really solid commitment here. Hammond stock was really soaring when he was originally offered. I don't believe he held a composite grade when Mike Elston offered him. Now, at the very least, he is a 4-star on the composite. And, I mean, let's be real. He'll probably see some more interest from other schools as well now that his ranking is continuing to climb higher and higher. So a really good early pickup here for Michigan in the 24 class.
Yeah, he's another guy that I think Michigan was ahead of the scouting services on to get in early. And, you know, when the 24/7 other sites updated their 24 rankings following the February signing day, Hammond got a nice bump and got up to the 4-star status. So I think Michigan picked up a good one here. He is kind of the same size as Brandt, where maybe he could start out at edge and then slide inside once he develops more and adds more weight to his frame. But it's good to see Michigan dipping back into Ohio, getting another solid prospect from a really good high school program in St. Xavier, who produces a lot of talent. And, you know, I think it's good to see Michigan get in there and continue expanding their foothold in that state.
Oh, no kidding. I mean, you love to see this happen. And he's the second kid from Ohio to commit to Michigan's 24 class. It's him and it's 4-star offensive lineman Luke Hamilton from Avon, Ohio. And they're going after a ton of other kids from the state of Ohio in this 24 class. You got Bryce West, the 5-star cornerback, who I'll briefly mention later on here. 4-star running back Jordan Marshall is another guy that they're going after. Elias Rudolph at the edge position, another 4-star guy. They had Aaron Scott also on campus, another cornerback. He's a 4-star. And then Brian Robinson. Now, those are the top 5 players in the state of Ohio in this 24 class. Michigan is, I would say, heavily involved in at least 4 of the 5 that I just mentioned, and you could throw in a few other guys in the equation as well. Damarian Witten is an athlete from Cleveland, Ohio, who's visited Michigan recently. Ben Roebuck, a 3-star offensive tackle. The Armstrong brothers, who we talked about last week, along the offensive line at Lakewood, St. Edward. So many guys in this 24 class just from the state of Ohio that Michigan could take. And it's really exciting to see the walls kind of being lowered as far as recruiting goes for the Wolverines, because they really have struggled over the last half decade or so recruiting kids from the state of Ohio, because more often than not, they would just go to the Ohio State Buckeyes just because that was the default for Ohio kids, because it was a guaranteed win over Michigan. And now it's not. It's not a guaranteed win anymore. It's a true rivalry. And I think you're going to see Michigan win a couple more of these recruiting battles in the state of Ohio, especially in this 24 class and moving forward. It's really exciting to see all of this unfold. And so many Ohio kids really in the picture for Michigan in this 24 class. John, I guess correct me if I'm wrong or if you have a differing opinion, but I could very well see Michigan have more kids committed in this class from the state of Ohio than the state of Michigan in this 24 class when it's all said and done. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on just the state of Ohio recruiting as of right now for Michigan. And I guess just my, I don't know if you want to call it a hot take or whatnot, but a take nonetheless that Michigan could have more Ohio kids than in-state kids in this class.
Yeah, I could definitely see it. Michigan just picked up Jacob Oden from Harper Woods, who I think we'll talk about a little bit later. But after that, you know, Michigan's really just Brady Prescorn. Jeremiah Beasley kind of seems like I'm not sure exactly where Michigan stands with him or not. I think there's kind of differing reports on that. But other than that, there's not too many other guys that I'd say Michigan is pursuing very heavily. And then you compare that to Ohio, and you just went over all the different guys there that Michigan's been going after. So I think that even if they land a portion of those Ohio guys, there's going to end up being more of them than players from Michigan in this class.
Yeah, I guess the only other kid from Michigan that you could bring up, I guess, is Brandon Davis Swain, the four-star defensive lineman from West Bloomfield. They've had him on campus a couple times this past fall. And not really sure where he sits on the board as far as defensive linemen go. I don't know if he's a scheme fit for Michigan, but he's a good athlete and a good player from a school that you obviously have familiarity with and relationships with Ron Bellamy and so many other West Bloomfield kids on campus now at Michigan. So at the very least, you got to consider him. But yeah, I mean, I would not be shocked to see Ohio be very heavily featured in this 24 class for the maize and blue. And like I said, I'm really excited about that. It's a sight to see, John, because it has not really happened. And a lot of these high end recruitments have not really gone Michigan's way over the last few years. And it's really good to see this moving forward and the legitimate interest from Ohio kids in the Michigan Wolverines. So we'll talk about a few other guys that have committed recently to the Maize and Blue, one of which you just mentioned, John Jacob Oden. We'll talk about him coming up next, but want to give a quick moment here to talk about Manscaped, our Maize and Brew podcast sponsor. And guys, if you haven't been listening to the pod over the last few weeks, it's finally here. Manscaped now sells beard products. You heard me right. Beard products for Manscaped. It's unbelievable. They are really revolutionizing men's grooming with the brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. From a beard trim to a fresh shave, the technology behind the Beard Hedger Pro Kit allows you to shape your signature beard look. And it all starts with the Beard Hedger, which is a cordless trimmer with a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair cutting lengths all with one guard. You don't have to have messy drawers anymore that have extra add-ons with your trimmer. You just have it all in one. I used it for the first time last week, guys, and this thing is seriously awesome. Again, 20 different beard lengths in just one guard, and it's waterproof, so you can do all of that shaving in the shower to avoid all the hair in the sink if you want to. So if you want to be one of the 5 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for all your grooming needs, use our promo code MNB20 and you'll get 20% off your order. Just go over to manscaped.com. Now let's talk about a few more kids here. Two more to be exact, who have recently committed to the Maize and Blue. And I think this next one, John, which you alluded to in the last segment here, this is a really, really big commitment for Michigan. Could really help out with some other targets moving forward. We are talking about four-star defensive back Jacob Oden. He committed last Thursday to Michigan, chose them over other offers from Penn State, Notre Dame, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Michigan State, Tennessee, just to name a handful. He's 6'1", 188 pounds, from right here in the state of Michigan in Harper Woods, number 160 overall on the composite. He is the number 17 athlete and the number 5 player in the great state of Michigan. He is now the highest ranked player in the 2024 class for the Wolverines. So, John, again, another pickup that should really help Michigan on the recruiting trail. Oden is really tight with Bryce West, who is a composite 5-star cornerback from Ohio, who I mentioned in the last segment. And he spent time with him on Bryce West's most recent unofficial visit to Ann Arbor, which was just a few weeks back. Oden is also a legacy recruit, highly talented player who can pretty much play anywhere in the secondary. So, John, all in all, I think this is a really, really good addition to Michigan's class. Curious to get your take on Jacob Oden, his commitment, and what he brings to the table.
This is definitely a big commitment. It's the kind of commitment that Michigan needs to get early. You know, he's a local guy. A legacy, as you mentioned. He's been to Michigan's campus like 1,000 times before he'd committed. You know, this is just the type of prospect that Michigan needs to wrap up early and get in the class. And I'm glad that they did that, because sometimes they have problems closing on these guys and then they end up going somewhere else. So I think this is a adds to a great start to Michigan's 24 class, getting that local guy that can help recruit guys from the area. And, you know, like, people like Bryce West, like that you mentioned. I like that he's versatile. He can play either corner or safety. I think they're talking about him as a safety. So that's good to get that defensive backfield depth going there too, especially after taking, you know, a few projects at that position in the 23 class. Getting a solid guy there is definitely helpful. So hopefully they can keep the train rolling and, you know, use this momentum to secure some more commitments soon.
You certainly hope so. And I think you hit on a good point that, you know, the defensive backfield, it's going to be a really important part of Michigan's 24 class here. They got a few really good pieces in the 23 class. Jair Hill, obviously, at cornerback, and Cam Calhoun, he's a solid corner as well, but no real standout safeties in that class, in my opinion. And you're going to need one or two in this 24 class. And I think that Jacob Oden certainly could fit the billing for one of the safety positions that Michigan will need to fill out in the 24 class. So to get a really solid, versatile defensive back, especially from the state of Michigan, it's always good to recruit in the state of Michigan and kids that want to play at U of M, and especially one that is a legacy recruit like Jacob Oden is a really good pickup, and hopefully he can bring Bryce West with him to Michigan, because that would be a really good addition to Michigan's class too at the cornerback position. So yeah, all in all, I mean, I don't have any complaints about this commitment whatsoever. He locked it in early, and you assume that he will stay locked in with the Wolverines. He's visited Ann Arbor multiple times and is very familiar with Ann Arbor, Michigan, Jim Harbaugh, all of it. So I definitely anticipate him being a huge ambassador for the Maize and Blue in this 24 class and help recruit his future teammates to Ann Arbor. So yeah, really good pickup. I have nothing but good things to say about this one and about Jacob Oden in general. A really good, really good addition. So let's wrap up the podcast today, John, with the most recent commitment, which came just a couple days ago. And this was a really unique, really interesting, really bizarre recruitment that kind of came out of nowhere. And I'm really curious to hear what you have to say about this one, John. We're talking about unranked linebacker from the state of Pennsylvania, Zach Ludwig. He's not ranked on the composite. I don't think he's ranked whatsoever. I'd have to check some of the other recruiting service websites, but I always go by the 24/7 composite and 24/7's rankings. He's not ranked on either of those. And Michigan, as far as I've been able to see, is his only publicly declared offer. And he went public with his commitment in an article with Steve Wiltfong over at 24/7 Sports earlier this week. But the weird thing is that he'd been committed to Michigan since November. And he even had an Instagram post about it. He told Wiltfong that his Instagram following isn't the greatest. He doesn't have the most followers on Instagram, so hardly anyone saw it. But when this story was published, Michigan recruiting experts like EJ Holland, Steve Lorenz, they were puzzled by the commitment. They reported that not everybody inside Schembechler Hall really knew about this commitment. And at the end of the day, to keep a long story short, I suppose, Jim Harbaugh is the one who personally extended the offer to him and took his commitment when Ludwig wanted to commit. Harbaugh personally offered prospects before and has done this over, you know, however many years he's now been with Michigan, eight or so. So he's done it in the past, but it certainly does not happen very often, nor does it happen every recruiting cycle. Ludwig is also apparently related to Michigan strength and conditioning coach Ben Herbert, so that may have helped him land his scholarship offer from Jim Harbaugh and the Wolverines too. So, John, man, take me through your thoughts for this recruitment, this commitment. This was a really odd situation to see kind of boiled down and to see all of the reports come out live. I was kind of glued to my computer just seeing information trickle through and to see if this was a legitimate recruitment, a legitimate commitment or not. At the end of the day, everything is legitimate. He is a scholarship offer, and he will be a part of Michigan's 2024 class. So what do you have to say about this bizarre recruiting saga?
Yeah, this one was really weird to follow. I was kind of grateful for it because then we learned some more stuff about how Harbaugh operates sometimes. You know, like he'll just accept commitments sometimes without telling anyone on the staff. And then, you know, Steve Lorenz from 24/7, you know, said he's done it before with guys like Ben Mason and Kurt Taylor and Chase Lassiter. So he doesn't have a very high hit rate on these types of guys. So maybe you should just trust his staff and the recruiting personnel guys a little bit more. But it's definitely interesting. You know, seems like there used to be a lot of these weird cases where you weren't really sure what they were taking him as. You know, I remember Gage Garcia was a big fight over if he was in the class or not because guys didn't want his low rating, you know, dragging down the average stars and stuff like that. You know, taking Shea Patterson's brother, Nick Patterson, for a while. You know, so it just weird situations that seem to come up sometimes with how Harbaugh runs it. So this just seems to be the latest one. You know, when the stuff with him being related to Ben Herbert came out, it kind of made me think maybe they're, you know, allowing him to be in Michigan's class to get him some more exposure and offers, kind of like what they did with Nick Patterson, or they end up taking him. You know, the guys that Harbaugh's offered by himself, most of them ended up sticking. So we'll see which one it is and how it goes. It's just going to be weird having that guy in the class because, you know, watching the film, he doesn't really seem like a Michigan quality player and he's not ranked by anyone. So, yeah, definitely a weird one.
Such an odd situation, man. And yeah, I think you make a interesting observation, interesting point that yeah, Harbaugh's hit rate with these kids that he just goes out and offers isn't necessarily high. I think the one that he did really hit on, I want to say Ronnie Bell was a Harbaugh offer from the get-go with that recruitment too. So it was nice that he at least got one good player out of it, if that is the case. I'm fairly certain Ronnie Bell was one where he offered himself as well. So yeah, the Kurt Taylors of the world. I guess Ben Mason ended up being a pretty good fullback at Michigan, but definitely a position that isn't valued as much as others, especially in this day and age of football. Yeah, perhaps he should let the scouts and some of the other assistant coaches do all of that stuff, and you know, he'd just be the head coach. I by no means do I want to say stay in your lane or anything, but yeah, the hit rate's not good with Harbaugh personally offering guys. It's and it is very interesting and kind of cool to get like a behind the scenes look as far as you know, the man behind the curtain, if you want to consider it that, with the way that Harbaugh runs things and operates with recruiting and just things in general. I just find it very, very interesting and unique to learn and discover these things when they do happen, because you don't really get a good behind the scenes look at U of M in the football program all that often. So when this stuff does happen, it really cool to see it unfold and kind of just get a glimpse at what goes on with the process and everything when it does happen. And you know, hopefully we can learn a little bit more about Zach Ludwig and him as a recruit soon. But like you said, it just doesn't seem like he's, you know, and I don't want to bash the kid by any means. I don't know him personally. I've never seen him play football in person, but just doesn't seem like a you know, a game-changing recruit or anything like that. So we'll there's a lot to learn from this recruitment and commitment, and we'll certainly bring you all the latest on Mason Brew on the podcast, all that good stuff when more information is made available. So, John, any other final thoughts on him or any of these recruits that we talked about today? You know, lots of good commitments coming down the pike, and could be some more coming here soon, is what it sounds like. So, any other final thoughts from you, Johnny Boy?
Not really. Get Jaden Davis on board and really have a leader for the class.
That'd be nice. Having a five-star kid commit, it's always nice, especially at the quarterback position. And you know, with everything set in stone now with the quarterback coach, hopefully things start to unfold at the quarterback position soon and quickly. in this 24 class. So like you said, they can have a leader and really go after some of the top talent at the skill positions in the class here. So everybody, thank you so much for listening. Always appreciate the listenership. You can follow me on Twitter at @Vaughn_Lozon. Follow John on Twitter at @Simmons_John. Give Maize and Brew a follow on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all that good stuff. And 5-star reviews are always greatly appreciated, as are subscriptions to the Maize and Brew Podcast Network. For John Simmons, I'm Vaughn Lozon. We'll come back next week with another edition of Future Brew.